You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
This is episode number 114. Welcome to the Live and Lead for Impact podcast. I'm Kirsten Rush, your host. Thank you so much for being here today. You are in for a treat. I can't wait to learn more about, and I'm going to take a slight pause. We've been laughing together as I practice saying his name. I'm going to get it right. I have to roll an R in a minute here. Tushar. Tushar. So, Tushar, yes. Thank you so much for being here. We English speakers in America have a little difficulty rolling R's in general. I'm a former flute player, so I can roll the R's, but it's hard to get them the right length. So anyway, so he's a 19-year-old Indian podcaster. He's passionate about podcasting, wants to make it more prevalent in India. He also practices drums and guitar, and he wants to be a motivational speaker and hold his own conferences. So I'm super excited. He is a guy on a mission to make an impact, and he's kind of early in his process. So that's amazing. So welcome.
Thank you, Kirsten.
Thank you.
Did I get it right?
Yeah. Full disclosure, we are both practicing each other's names. So yes, you got it. You got it, cool. Tushar. So
thank you. It's a pleasure to be on your podcast, and I'm excited as always.
So tell me, what impact are you motivated to make in this world?
I love this question, because when we get an opportunity to answer about what impact do you want to make on this world, what impact do you want to create on this world, I can think of so many answers and so many variations of so many answers and so many sub-variations of so many answers that it becomes
okay,
so
let's
difficult
pick
to
one.
Say. Yes, yes, I'm coming to it. It becomes difficult to say, okay, here's what I want to do. Here's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. But I thought about it. I took a step back and, like a philosopher me, kind of thought about it and said that the real impact that I want to make on this world is being kind to myself by the time I live my life. In the sense, I want to feel that I have been a kind person, firstly to myself. And by being kind to myself, I'm ensuring that I'm being kind to others.
Okay.
So that's the most basic thing that I want to try to do as a human who's been gifted life.
Okay, great.
Yeah, yeah.
So
in the sense,
go ahead.
Yeah, I have a lot of goals. Like I told you about my motivational speaking. I want to be a drummer. I want to make really inspiring music. I want to hold speeches. Make positivity viral. I want to do something about the education system. But I mean, if none of that happens, I just want to remain a kind person to myself and the people I know. Because, I mean, you don't know what life throws at you. And the ability to be kind during these circumstances is a very important skill. And that's what I want to really kind of try and try again.
Great. Well, that's especially in the world today, that is a wonderful goal because, there's a lot of not kind in this world.
Yes.
So do you have some specific life experience that has motivated you towards that goal?
I would say that like every other podcast, like one specific moment. See, I actually, when you gave me the form to fill out the answers, I did write down, yes, I have this specific moment. I mean, I went according to the thing. But then right now, I feel that the everyday life moments are the ones that inspire me to be kind to myself. Because some days I wake up late and I'm distressed that, oh, I didn't wake up at the time I scheduled I was supposed to wake up. So my day isn't going the way that I thought it should be going. Mm-hmm. And that's why I give up on my day sometimes. So what I did is I took a new approach. I kind of figured this out that, okay, if I was supposed to wake up at 6 a.m. today and I woke up at 8 or 9 a.m., I would say that, okay, somewhere around the world, it is still 6 a.m.
Well, that's a unique perspective. I thought you were going to say that you just started getting up when your alarm went off. But no, you went a different way with that than I expected. Yes. You know, yes. I just learned a friend of mine just shared a new, ironically on Facebook yesterday, I just shared that I'm an unsnoozer. So okay. Because I almost every day get out of bed before my alarm goes off, actually. So I'm the opposite of what you're doing. But and then one of my friends put, you snooze, you lose. So but anyway, but yeah, you took that a whole nother route. So at least I guess when you get up later, it's not ruining your whole day, which that's good. You don't want that to happen.
Yeah, yeah. At least you have a nice frame, mindset or nice framework to continue the rest of the day. Like, not all is lost. It's still 6 a.m. somewhere. You still got up on time for some part of the world. So
there you go. Well, and it is all about having that right mindset. I mean, anyone who's working to make an impact, we can't make an impact if we're negative and down in the dumps and beating ourselves up for what we've done.
Exactly.
So that's really important. So what is the biggest internal or external challenge that you've had to overcome thus far? And how did you overcome it?
Okay, so my internal challenges all lie within getting back on track.
Uh-huh.
So it's either I'm really killing it. I'm on track every day. I'm on schedule. I'm doing the work. I'm just opening my laptop and I'm in the zone. I'm playing my drums. I'm in the music. I'm promoting my podcast. I'm so happy about everything. And there's like something happens. Something just puts me off my rails. Mm-hmm. And I can't put a finger on what has really put me off my rails. It may be just an incident, something someone said, an expression, or again, like getting up late or not doing the things you know you're not supposed to do, sleeping late, something of this nature that you know you're not supposed to do it, but you do it.
Yes.
So it puts you off your rails. And then like getting back to work is the kind of the biggest internal challenge for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how do you overcome that? How do you do it?
So I overcome it by kind of visualizing that, okay, I see, it's like I'm walking on this road and I see the two diversions of the road. And I forget that, okay, I've come this way. I forget that. I can just see that the two diversions of the road.
Mm-hmm.
One, the more enticing one, which wants me to kind of not do the right thing. Or no, it's not wrong. It's just that doesn't want me to be disciplined. Just wants to feel sorry. The sorry self of myself. Like, I have this self that wants to feel sorry for being the way things are. Like, things are like this.
Mm-hmm.
And, it could have been like this. Oh, it could have been like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of visualize that path. Okay, there's one path which is making me feel sorry about myself and my condition and my circumstances. And the second is the proactive part, where I don't think about all that. And I just start working on whatever I can see and do.
Okay.
And feel and touch around my circumstance. So during this point, I have to consciously keep making the decision to do that thing which I can see in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And good. By doing that, it is a chain reaction. It gives me something new to do. It gives me something new to do. And I'm then caught in doing rather than thinking. So that's what gets me out of that loop.
I love that.
Yeah.
So true. Yeah, we can get, well, I don't know if you've heard this phrase, but like analysis paralysis.
Yes, yes.
And you
yes.
can either be analyzing your own thoughts or analyzing data or getting in the rabbit trails, going on the internet, telling yourself that you're doing research or trying to learn more. And, you know, yeah. there's a moment when you can call research doing, but at some point, you just yes. got to take some yep. action, right? Yeah, we can get ourselves yes. Stuck into all kinds of traps where we're not actually making forward momentum.
Right. Right.
So
right.
how about, did you have an external challenge to share as well? Or did you just want to stick to your internal challenge?
So that's one internal challenge. One external challenge, which has really helped me grow as a person, and also has made me think about my impact towards others, or has made me rethink about my impact to this world or myself, mm-hmm. has been a heartbreak.
Mm.
So I really, really liked one girl in college. And I mean, I tried to approach her and I gave her cards. And then, I mean, she wasn't interested. Mm. But I didn't take the signals, or I couldn't accept the fact that she wasn't interested. So I just kept trying to get rejected even more.
Aww.
And yeah, and that's when I came to the kind of crossroads of reality, or, okay, I had to, I mean, it was a long journey. It was like a 1 year, 1.5 year kind of getting over it.
Oh my goodness, you were tenacious.
Yeah. So it was as if, okay, I mean, up till then, I thought that I couldn't go and approach a girl at all. Then I did it. And then I had to learn that, I mean, there's more to that. She couldn't see the value in me, so there's nothing wrong with me in that.
Yes.
So I learned to love myself more, and I learned to accept what is, like,
mm-hmm.
that. Just, I mean, it seems so simple to say that you just have to accept it. That's mm-hmm. that's what it is.
Yes.
But to really soak it in and kind of move on in life with an open heart to love again,
mm-hmm.
was something that I learned through this experience.
That's a great one. You know, so often we, mm-hmm. you know, relationships just don't work out, even if, you know, it can be a friendship too, not even just right. a romantic relationship. And, you know, if we can tell ourselves it just wasn't a fit, versus mm-hmm. I failed, or I wasn't good enough, or I'm not valuable, I'm not lovable, all those yucky things that
right.
we can tell ourselves. So,
right.
but if instead we can just say, you know what, it just wasn't a fit, I'm going to take what I learned from this and move mm-hmm. forward and,
right.
you know, and just find someone who does see the value in me. And
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Very good.
And then you start, your eye opens to all those friends and family members who love you and mm-hmm. are always by your side, but you were blind to them.
Yes. Well, and the other thing, if you want to take it a step further of not just mm-hmm. a fit, you can just be like, hey, they're lost.
Right.
You lose.
Right. Right. Right, right.
I'm amazing and you don't get
right.
any. Yeah.
Just wait for my podcast to hit the number one spot.
That's right. I can't wait for that. So what words of, and you're sharing some great wisdom with everybody. And I love that you're early on your journey. I just love it. Because truly at 19, you're wise and you're learning a lot of things that some people don't learn
yeah.
until into their, you know, 40s and 50s. So good for
yeah.
you. So
yeah.
what words of wisdom do you have for others who want to make an impact?
Yeah. So my words of wisdom for them would be to start now.
Mm-hmm.
Start now and start small. Because the initial podcast that I started, which was called The Good Vibes,
mm-hmm.
It just started. And by the way, we're recording this on 9 January. 10th January was when I started my podcast
oh.
in 2017.
Okay.
So it's 2 year anniversary tomorrow.
Great. Happy anniversary.
Yes. yes. So for that, I mean, it started really humbly. I had just a rudimentary phone. And I wanted to record a podcast. So I made a WhatsApp group, added my parents and my
Good
25
place to start.
classmates. Yes. And 25 classmates. So I had a total of 27 members, and I was the group administrator.
Okay.
And I press record on my MP3 recorder of the phone. And I spoke, welcome friends, this is my first audio message. And this is exactly how I was speaking. I was kind of shivering, kind of, it was cold and I didn't know what to speak. I mean, I knew what to speak, but it was like, no one's going to do this. No one's told you to do this. But I felt the need to tell my friends that grades aren't everything. And I mean, there's more to life than your marks, because that day was one of our exams. And after the exam, everybody was so intensely debating which answer's right, how many marks they're going to get, how many they're going to lose. And I was just hearing the general hum of the place was about marks and how it'll affect their future. And I mean, things, they just keep talking about stuff. So I wanted to tell them that that's not all. I mean, there's so much more to life. And even though I didn't fully realize what I really meant, but I knew that marks isn't everything. And even the teachers say this, but I mean, when it really comes to the time when you're seeing your marks, you forget that marks isn't everything. They forget the meaning behind their words. So I recorded this what on this WhatsApp group. I started posting audio messages 3 times a week, and I just kept posting 3 times a week, 3 times a week consistently for around 50 weeks, and it became 100 podcasts on the Good Vibes WhatsApp group. So that was my official starting for a podcast. And how it became, how I put it up on iTunes is a different story. It started after my exams. How, I mean, I got my parents to support me, and my father kind of funded the whole thing. So, but the real thing is starting now and starting small. At that time, I felt I needed to do it, and with whatever limited resources I had, I started something. And I
That's
started
amazing.
there and then. Yeah, I started there and then because I felt the words of inspiration are coming out of me now. So I can't keep that bottled up for the time when I have a full proper studio with soundproofing and, I mean, a production house which is launching my podcast. I can't wait for that to happen. I need to start now. And during the journey, I will get that too. So that's the kind of mindset to have.
I love that. Yes, so many people get caught up in wanting to sit, wait until everything's perfect and I have all the equipment or all the, everything figured out. I mean, I think back to the first time I wrote a book. I didn't know anything. I didn't even know how many words I needed to make it be a book. I just committed to every morning getting up at 5:30 in the morning and writing. And then I contacted a friend who had a published book, and I'm like, so, how many words? How do I know when I have enough? And, I was really excited to hear that I had plenty of words already and I had more to write. So, but yeah, I didn't figure it all out. I didn't know how I was actually going to publish it or anything like that. Yeah, you just got to pick a spot and start. I love that. So tell me a little bit more about what's going on with your podcast now.
So with my podcast, the first podcast which I started was the Good Vibes podcast, and I told you it was a WhatsApp group initially.
Yes.
And then I put it on iTunes in around August of 2017. So it ran on iTunes. It has 33 episodes up.
Okay, great.
Yes, and so it finished a year, and after that, I mean, I felt that, I mean, after I went to college, I had all these new experiences. I told you, like, one of them was the heartbreak, other was exposure and being out of the family, being away from family. Then I had all these new ideas and concepts. And another thing was I wanted to kind of be heard by my age group. which I felt were my audience.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know whether my speaking style in the first podcast was suitable for that. So I had kind of, I wasn't sure, okay, is this how they would like to hear it? I wasn't sure about that. Or I'm still trying to figure out, okay, what would an audience of my age group like to hear? How would they like to hear the same messages? Because mm-hmm. I know that they hold a lot of value, but mm-hmm. if they aren't heard, then they aren't receiving the value. I mean, it isn't my loss, but then if I'm trying to do them a service, I would like to help them in the best way they would like to be helped.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So I came up with an idea of starting a second show. This time it's called The Tushar Show.
Okay.
And in this, I'll be experimenting with podcasting. So I'll be doing 1 hour podcasts. I'll be doing 5 minute podcasts. I'll be doing 18 minute podcasts. I'll be mm-hmm. interviewing guests. I'll be mm-hmm. interviewing my parents. Mm-hmm. I'll be even interviewing my dog.
That'll be an interesting one. I should put you in touch with another podcast guest who talks to animals.
Okay.
So yes, yes. What language yeah. is your podcast in?
So my podcasts are on the website, thetusharshow.com. And it's spelled thetusharshow.com.
Yes, and actually your link will be on the show notes for today's episode. So anyone awesome. Who wants to connect with Tushar can yes. go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast tab, and mm-hmm. then go to today's episode and you'll see the show notes. I'll have a link directly to his page. But what language is your podcast in?
It's in English.
It is in English. Okay.
Yes.
And maybe
yes.
that should have been obvious, but I just wanted to check.
No.
Since you're around the world.
Very good you ask me because I am trying to. I mean, multilingual podcast should be encouraged. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be only English, and I'm trying to bring podcasting to India.
Yeah.
So I'll be encouraging a lot of multilingual podcasts in the regional languages.
Great.
So there may be Hindi podcasts, there may be English podcasts, but as of now I have an English podcast.
Okay. Good. Yes. Good to know. So everyone please head over to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast tab, and then show notes for today, as I said, and you'll
yes.
be able to
and
link
more,
directly
one more
to
thing.
Him. Yes.
One more thing, you could also link my Instagram.
Yep.
Which is @your_local_podcaster.
You know what? I'll add that to the show notes as well. So
cool.
Yes,
because
definitely.
Because I'm active over there, and
okay.
I can interact with your audience if they have any more questions.
I will absolutely do that. Well, Tushar, I have to absolutely thank you for being here, and I want to share because of something that you just said that you want to figure out how those your own age would like to learn. And I will tell you that a common theme as I'm interviewing other people who are working to make an impact is mm-hmm. that be yourself and the cool in which I think you are, you know? And so you are being yourself, and that's amazing. And you know what? Those people who need to hear what you have to say are going to flock to you because you're amazing.
Thank
and
you,
have,
so,
you
so much.
You have a lot of great wisdom to share. At 19, it is awesome. As I said, you have gained a lot of wisdom already that some don't gain for much later years in life. So good for you. So thank you so much for joining me today. And I look forward to staying connected to you and seeing your podcast take off like crazy.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, Kirsten.
All right, Tushara. And to all the listeners, thank you for being here, and go out and make your unique impact. Make it a great day.